This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Goyang. The political parties have intensified their efforts for the formation of a government after announcement of results for the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. The BJP-led NDA has secured absolute majority in the general elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 Lok Sabha seats have been declared. The BJP alone has secured 240 seats. Telugu Desam Party won 16 seats and JDU 12. The India Bloc has bagged 233 seats. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The Congress secured 99 seats. Samajwadi Party got 37 seats while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Meanwhile, the National Democratic Alliance is scheduled to meet in New Delhi today to chalk out a future course of action to form the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the third consecutive term. Janata Dal President and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar have arrived in New Delhi from Patna to participate in the NDA Alliance meeting. He will hand over the letter of support to NDA to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The JDU today said that it fully supports the Narendra Modi-led NDA alliance. On being asked if the party will consider switching sides under any circumstances, party spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said that the reasons JDU came out of India Bloc still exist and there is no question of going back. Mr. Tyagi also said that his party seeks special status for the development of Bihar. He also alleged that India Bloc has become the center of rumor mongering and neither Congress nor India Bloc has the numbers to form the government. LJP Ram Vilas Chief Chirang Paswan will also attend the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu also held a press conference at his residence in Amravati in Andhra Pradesh this morning before leaving for Delhi to attend the NDA meeting. Mr. Naidu thanked the people of the state for giving TDP a historic victory. He reiterated that this victory is the combined efforts of TDP, Jana Sena and the BJP. He also said that NDA will usher in prosperity for Andhra Pradesh. Meanwhile, India Bloc meeting is also scheduled to be held in the national capital this evening. In a social media post, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that alliance leaders will be meeting at 6 p.m. to discuss the election results and strategy thereafter. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav also reached the national capital to attend the India Bloc meeting. In Odisha, political activists have gained momentum following the victory of BJP in the state assembly elections where the party won 78 of the 147 seats. The ruling Bija Janata Dal faced a shocking defeat, securing 51 seats, while the Congress won 14 seats and 4 went to others. Following his party's defeat, BJD Chief and Odisha Chief Minister Navin Patnaik today submitted his resignation to Governor Raghubar Das at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. Meanwhile, state BJP leaders are meeting in Bhubaneswar to discuss the formation of the state government and also on the name of first BJP chief ministerial candidate. The total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24, according to the third advance estimates of major agricultural crops released by Agriculture Ministry. The total rice production is estimated at 1,367 lakh tons. The production of wheat is estimated at over 1,129 lakh tons, which is higher by over 23 lakh tons from previous year's wheat production. The production of tur is estimated at around 3 lakh tons, which is marginally higher by 0.73 lakh tons from last year's production. The ministry said this advance estimates of area, production and yield includes kharif, rabi and summer season. This estimate has been primarily prepared on the basis of information received from state agricultural statistics authorities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today planted a sapling at the Buddha Jayanti Park in New Delhi under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign organized by the occasion of World Environment Day. This campaign aims to be one of its kind mass movement to plant crores of trees across the country. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav and Delhi Lieutenant General Binay Kumar Saxena were also present with him. On this day, President Draupadi Murmu asked people to make collective efforts for building a better and greener world based on sustainability. In a social media post, Ms. Murmu said, "On this World Environment Day, let us remind ourselves that protecting Mother Earth is our fundamental responsibility." That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.